Find out Yank WPG, Dolly Larry, the Morning Man. How's the song you get lit to on your way to work, man? Shout out to all the nagging women out there. Wah, 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 wah. And the nagging dudes, too. Y'all can sing it to the dudes. Time of crazy news, man. It's being brought to you by the White House. Y'all know tomorrow night, meat and Butterfingers going all the way up. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. That's
crazy. All right, today's crazy news story is coming out of Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a young lady named Natalie Haig. She's a full-time student, plus-size model, and a social media influencer.
Mm, okay.
She's built her platform from promoting body positivity and health at every size. But back on this past Friday,
mm-hmm.
She was on a plane. She was on a flight headed to Los Angeles, and she paid $70 for extra leg room. And she boarded her plane and got in her seat. And while she was sitting down, the person that was sitting next to her was sending a text message to a friend. But it was about her. And the text
message...
Right. Now, he was making it kind of obvious that he was sending a text about her. He wasn't trying to hide his phone. He wasn't, you know, doing nothing. And she said, hopefully she didn't have any Mexican food. That's what the message said from the guy to his friend.
Okay.
Saying, hopefully she didn't have any Mexican food because she's a bigger girl. He made some derogatory comments about her size to his friend. So she took screenshots. Natalie did. She took screenshots of what the man was saying, him not knowing, like a dummy, and then she posted it on her Facebook, on her Instagram. She posted what he said, and so when they got off the plane, that's when she confronted him. When they got to Los Angeles, that's when she confronted him. And he was like, what you doing all in my business? Why you taking screenshots? Blah, 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 blah. This, that, and the third. So he was upset that she, quote, unquote, violated his privacy on the plane. Even though he was body shaming her, making derogatory comments about her size and about what hopefully, I shouldn't laugh, but he said, hopefully she ain't had no Mexican food.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
You never want the person sitting beside you on a plane to have gas. That's a valid
No matter person. What size they are.
No, it ain't got, that's a valid
You don't want
statement.
The person inside the studio to have gas, but they do it every morning.
I don't do it every morning.
No.
The majority of the morning. So we're asking Madhouse Nation, what is a crazy text message or voicemail that you have mistakenly sent?
Oh.
You didn't mean to send it. Did you happen to butt dial somebody and then the voicemail picked up the conversation and then it was sent? Or did you make a mistake and send a text message to one person thinking that you were sending it to another person? Give us a call, 570-WPEG, toll free, 1-800-525-0098. What's that crazy text message or voicemail that you sent that you didn't mean to?
Mm, Larry?
Mine was definitely not a text message. It was
definitely not that.
Definitely not a text message, but it was definitely a voicemail. Like when I used to be in the club, Club Ice, Club Crush, and Club 2000 on Sunday nights, my phone would just mysteriously just record me or just mysteriously call people out of my phone, and they would hear the whole conversation, what was going on in the club. Mm. And there was a lot going on in the club.
Was it a bad thing?
What?
I'm going to just leave it like that. You can use your imagination. It's the club.
Your phone mysteriously did it, or was somebody making your phone do it?
Nah, you could. You remember before you used to have a phone and...
flip phone.
No, before the flip phone, or either right after the flip phone.
And big phone?
No, like say you got your phone now, and then it doesn't have a screen protector.
Oh, yeah.
And it just automatically dials. Or sometimes, even with the flip phone, it would open up, yep. And it'll dial, like, mm-hmm. the last person or the last two people you called or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I used to do that all the time.
I had a situation where I was taking my ex-boyfriend to meet my family for the first time, and I have a family member who is off the chain. So I was in the car with her, and I was like, be nice. Be nice to him. Don't call him out, or it just be nice to him. And she was like, nah, you know. And so he heard that conversation. My voicemail accidentally picked up. And so when I went to go get him, he was like, your family ain't going to try me. They ain't going to try me. What up, Sherrod? Oh,
that's how you got to do, that's really? How you got to do, Sherrod. Really?
That's my homie now.
That's
so.
How you got to do, Sherrod.
He was like, they ain't going to try me.
Avery.
Dang, last name.
what you got,
man? You got one, Burpee?
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip. Yeah.
That's crazy. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse crazy news story. How, Burke, what we doing today?
There was a young lady named Natalie Haig out of Dallas, Texas, and she was headed from Dallas to Los Angeles. She sat down, and the person sitting beside her was sending text messages to his friends making derogatory comments about her because she has she's a plus-size model. She speaks about body positivity. She has a big social media following. And the guy, one of the messages that the guy sent was, I hope she hasn't had Mexican food. And he was sending other messages. So she took a screenshot and she posted it on her social media. And all the stuff that she posted got 1.2 million views.
Wow.
1.2 million views. She confronted the guy after they landed. And he was like, why are you all in my business? Why are you invading my privacy? So the question that we asked was what, Ms. Jessica?
Have you ever sent a text message or a voicemail on accident? And, you know, you didn't mean to send it to that person or you didn't even mean to send it at all. We want to know.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening? What's happening? Man, listen. Okay. My side chick and my main chick got the same name. Never do that ever again in life. I messed around and sent my side chick a message telling her I love her. Now I can't get rid of her, man. I'm stuck. I don't know what. It's over with for your boy, Ron.
And you deserve it.
You deserve it. You do, sir. First
sir.
Of all, you need to put your side chick as a completely different name in your phone.
First of all, you don't need to have a side chick.
I mean, it's 2017.
But if
people
you do,
have side chicks.
At least put them in there as a dude.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? You guys are talking about like accidentally dialing somebody or text messaging. I did that with a Snapchat this holiday weekend. Me and my on-again, off-again girlfriend were breaking up, and we went online, put it up, the status of single, and, of course, everybody's flooding the news feed and your Snapchat asking what happened, especially over the holiday weekend. I was sitting there doing one of those stupid little giraffe faces where it changes your voice, explaining it to, a couple friends that, really close. And they're on your best friend category. Evidently, I hit my girlfriend's name. She was still in the best friend section. And I sent these stupid little giraffe face messages telling her why I broke up with her when it was supposed to go to my friend. And I guess I was a little bit extra mean in there, too. So I guess the on again, off again is just off again now.
Oh, okay.
What?
Can't believe that happened.
Later. Holy Jesus. What is that?
Yeah. Bruh, bruh. Hey, you don't do that swear anymore.
I didn't understand a damn thing.
I think it was a pretty good story. I think it was the way that he put it together.
Holy Jesus. What is that?
As a comedian, I'm all about delivery.
Yeah, the delivery was
horrible. Delivery was horrible.
Hey, I'm confused. You don't make any sense.
From the director of Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Neighbors.
It's a reunion. The friend group is back.
598 WPG, don't live in the morning madhouse, 708, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Ooh, craziest text message you sent or voicemail you sent to the wrong person. Good morning.
Okay, I had a stepbrother who I really didn't grow up with. So after a family reunion, we kind of linked up and got phone numbers so our kids could, know each other and know who their cousins were. And so at that time, I was in a bad place in my relationship. So I had a guy that I was talking to outside of who is currently my husband now. But I saved his number in my phone under my brother's name. And I had accidentally texted my real brother, like, the most nastiest text message. I accidentally texted my brother and he was like, okay, I don't think I needed to know all that. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah, so I didn't know. It took me a long time to realize that I texted the wrong person.
Okay.
Holy.
You gotta
Holy
practice.
Jesus. What is that?
Yeah. Bruh, bruh.
Y'all gotta practice before you call up here.
You don't hear that swear anymore.
You all have to practice, get it out, what it is that you want to say before you
short
call up
sweet.
Here. I can't do this.
I don't
today.
Need, all the time, I don't need the backstory.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I have a funny story. So, I did actually send somebody the wrong voicemail. I was going in on my boyfriend. I was like, you know, you ain't nothing. Oh, I went in on him. And it was the wrong person. The person called back. And he was like, whoever dude is, I hate to be him, everything. And we started talking, and we ended up dating for 3 years.
Wow.
Now, that is how you tell a story.
That's it right there.
From now on.
That was a good one.
You tell stories just like that.
She kind of psycho, though. You going to date somebody that called
right.
your phone
they
back?
Called your phone back on accident?
Oh, yeah.
She said, I mean, it ended up working out for them.
Yeah, okay.
Way to go.
No, she it said, didn't. She said they dated for 3 years. Yeah. They obviously ain't together no more.
Because she's psycho. She probably called somebody else's phone to date them. Good morning.
All right, man. I was talking to this girl for, you know, a week and a half, you know. And I wanted to tell my buddy about it, you know, tell him what's up. Well, I didn't notice that their usernames are a little bit similar. It was on a little chat app. Well, I'm texting, like, yeah, she's looking good. She's nice, you know. And I'm starting to get, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then I notice, oh, crap, this ain't my best friend. I'm texting the girl that I'm talking about. And, you know, she don't know that I'm, you know, trying to hook up with her and everything. So it just all went downhill.
Yeah,
it got a little awkward, you know.
Didn't we just talk about this?
Holy Jesus. What is that?
Didn't we just talk? So you not going to use
hey,
no inflection
I'm confused.
Voice.
He don't make any sense.
It's just going to be.
He straight draped it.
I'm scared to answer the phone again. One more. Pot out of here. Good
morning. Good morning, you guys. So I got one that's going to make you holler. Me and my best friend on the phone, and we talking, and we gossiping, and we catching up on all the good old stuff like we normally do, and I catch a beat from my boyfriend's mother. I put my best friend on hold, and I click over, and I talk to her, and she tells me some irrelevant stuff about people that I don't know, somebody who's passed away, somebody who's cheating, and I go back to my best friend, and I said, girl, that was his mom. She's so aggravating it. Telling me all of this stuff about these people that I do not know, like I really give a crap. I wish she would just leave me alone. And my best friend does not respond. I'm like, hello? Hello? And then I realized I hadn't clicked over. Well, she sent me this long message about I'm so sorry that I aggravate you and I frustrate you, but I'll never call you again. Long story short, sister girl didn't rock with me no more.
Oh, <that's>
You crazy, girl.
That was funny.
That story was crazy.
That was,
woo,
that one was good.
Burping hating over there.
When
burping.
We finally got to it, it was crazy. Every day we live.